This is not my post. Enjoy today's message, teenager nofap journey. First off, I am a 16-year-old virgin. I started masturbating when I was 9, and I started watching porn when I was 11. I have been masturbating and watching porn every day since then. Sometimes, I would even masturbate 3 times a day, not because I wanted to, but because I could. I was in front of the computer all day and I knew that I could watch porn, so I would. I'd never consider or thought for a second to stop because everyone masturbates and pretty much every guy watches porn, so I was like, it's normal, every guy does it, so it's cool, there's no problem. I had no idea how wrong I was. I've had some problems with girls. I was always a pretty confident guy, but I suffered from social anxiety, like really bad social anxiety. My heart would beat so fast when I was around girls and I didn't know how to act, say, in front of them. I had this crush on a girl, I mean super hot girl, she was like 10-10, I didn't even try to talk to her. But almost every day when I got home I would fap while watching her Instagram Facebook photos. Only after I started NoFap, I realized how much that weakened me. A couple of months ago I heard about NoFap, I watched this video on YouTube, The Great Porn Experiment, and I realized that there was no denying, porn masturbation was poisoning my life. It was a huge undertaking of my time, time I could spend doing better things, like studying or working out. Then I found the NoFap subreddit, and after reading some posts, I decided to give it a go. It was going pretty well, I made it to day 20, I was starting to see some changes, and then I fucked up. I went to this party in a beach and I got so drunk, like passing out and don't remember shit drunk. I woke up, feeling like shit, and then I decided to watch porn and fap while doing it. I went to the computer and I started to open a lot of porn videos, like 30 tabs of different videos. My heart was beating so fast, I was so excited to do it, I was like, oh my god, it's gonna feel so good after 20 days, I couldn't be more wrong. And then I had the brilliant to fap while seeing images of my crush, classic right? I opened 10 tabs full of Facebook and Instagram photos of her. And then after edging for almost 3 hours, I couldn't even orgasm. I felt horrible after that, this feeling of depression just took me over, and controlled me. I started to see that I fucked up, I was feeling so good with NoFap, and I fucked everything. But I wasn't going to quit. I decided to try again. But since I already had fucked up, I made the terrible decision of masturbating and watch porn during the rest of the day, which only made me feel worse. In the next day I was motivated to stop with that madness, and become a man. I made it to 7 days, don't know how but I made it. I was feeling this enormous pressure on me, my mind was set to purpose, but my body just didn't care, boners all day, and really strong urges to fap. I cracked, I couldn't take any more, I just didn't want to feel that pressure, so I gave up. I spent 2 full days masturbating non-stop. It was probably the worst time of my life, in terms of how I felt in an emotional level. I was so depressed, so numb, so weak. I tried NoFap again and I survived. 4 2 days. I broke again. Only after I masturbated I realized the mistake I had made. Before I masturbated, the consequences of doing that were hidden by the urge to watch porn. I realized that the problem wasn't masturbation, but porn. I only masturbated when I had access to porn. I wanted to masturbate it while watching porn, not just masturbate. So I isolated the problem. I had a porn addiction. After realizing that, I blocked all access to porn content. I downloaded a porn blocker on my computer, and I blocked Google Chrome on my tablet. Without porn, I wouldn't masturbate, so, problem solved. Once again, I was wrong. I made it to day 5, and when the urges started to attack and attempt to break me and destroy me, I realized that it was in those moments that we separate the weak from the strong, the ones that choose to break and fap, and the ones that remain strong and fight against it. That epiphany motivated me to fight against it, to remain strong, and to be more than average. I thought I had it, I underestimated the urges, so I decided to watch just a little bit of porn GIFs, to see how I would react. Worst decision ever. Once I watched the first GIF, my heart started to beat faster, and in that moment I knew, the urges were coming. The monster showed up in front of me, and instead of fight against it, I surrendered to his will. I fapped again. It were dark times indeed. For 3 days I masturbated and I watched porn non-stop. And every time I did it, I was getting weaker. I knew that I was getting weaker, and that I was feeding my addiction, but I didn't care. All I wanted was that. After those 3 days I don't know what happened, but suddenly I lost all interest in porn, even when I had urges. It was weird. I wanted to masturbate, but I lost all interest in porn. So I was just fapping to the images of my crush. I spent 2 full days doing that, fapping to images of a hot girl of my school that I didn't know. It was about 3 a.m. when it hit me. This feeling, this motivation, to stop with that shitty life, now and forever, to stop being one of those losers who faps in front of a computer screen all day, and be a man, be someone I can be proud of, someone without those addictions, someone who spends his time better, someone who is stronger than yesterday but weaker than tomorrow. I grabbed a piece of paper and a pencil. I wrote that I swear on God, I will not fap or watch porn during 90 days, or help me God, everything I've done so far in my life was no meaning, I'm just a piece of shit, who can't keep his word and takes the easy way just to avoid pain and work instead of trying to be a better person and fight against my demons. I signed it, I put it inside an envelope, sealed it, and I wrote on the envelope, every time, I have a urge I will write something here, and keep going. Right now I'm currently on day 14 and I still haven't wrote anything on that envelope. I don't know what is it, but I'm not even considering for one fucking second to fap or to watch porn. Every time I get an erection I just close my eyes and think, every time I relapsed I wanted to be where I am now, I wanted to start nofap again. Why? Because it's worth it, because it makes me feel better, it makes me feel motivated to get out there and do something, it makes me realize that life is more than just mediocre things, life is about so much more than that. I started working out, reading books, school starts next week and I'm already motivated to study, something that has never happened before. I started to appreciate the small things in life. For example, the other day, I was reading this great book, while I was watching the sunset, I felt this calm feeling, this inner peace in my body, it was just amazing. I was so happy, I felt this happiness I never felt before. When I look back and I think on the things I'm most grateful for, one of them, is discovering these community. Moments when you feel an urge, is a test in your faith, it's a test on your strengths, to fail is to invite doubt in everything you believe, everything you have fight for. Doubt will plunge you back into chaos, doubt will make you average, it will make you weak, it will make you consider failure, instead of seeing it as something that will not happen, doubt will make failure an option. Don't break, you can do this. We are all fighting the same battle, we are all fighting against our demons, we are all trying to succeed, we are trying to be better every day. And that itself is worth fighting for. We are all in a hole, and we are the ones digging that hole. I'm not gonna lie, it's not gonna be easy. It's going to hurt, but whatever you are going right now, it's not permanent. It's gonna be hard, but I can promise you, it's fucking worth it. Man cannot remake himself without suffering, for he is both the marble and the sculptor, Alexis Carrel.